Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Thank you.
question is. When you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Keep the faith.
You hold on. And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
That's what you do. You keep your faith. You keep the word of God before you. You always, no matter what's going on, you keep your faith. Welcome to the Word at Noon. Yes, I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. Yes, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you on. And while it's on the top of my head, I'll let the pastor make the announcement. Pastor Bell, give us a word of prayer and make the announcement, give the necessary information for tomorrow.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. The great I am and keep the faith. That's what we have to do today. And our sister station, which will be tomorrow, Friday, and also our review on Sunday, that number is 216-799-0090. The access code 168-1309. Once again, 216-799-0090. Access code 168-1309. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 20 and 21. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for the word of God. We're thanking you for our listeners, our pastor, and those who participate. We're thanking you, Father God, for this is the day that the Lord rejoice and be glad. Lord, we give you praise today and we're thanking you because we are your children. You are our Father. Heavenly Father, we're praying in the name of Christ Jesus that you'll just guide us and direct us and help us to hold on and not give up and not allow anything to determine us or take us away from the Word of God. We ask in your name, Father God, that you'll just continue to bless each and every one of us, that we will be the children of God you're calling for. Be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. Because you said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And by your stripes, we are healed. And you will not withhold anything good from us. And we just thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you for our pastor, Holy Spirit. Come in and have your way in our lives. Open up our ears and our heart to the word. And continue to bless our pastor and each and every one of us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And for the new listeners, on tomorrow and Friday and Sunday, we're going to our sister station, and Pastor will be conducting the service. And for those that will come over, we would just love for you. I know a couple of people, they say they don't have the number, so before the end of the broadcast today, Pastor, we'll give that number out again. Thank you so much. Okay, we're talking about the God kind of faith. It's simply acting like God acts.
Amen.
Can I say that again?
Yeah.
The God kind of faith is acting like God acts. You know, yesterday we talked about Mark 11, and we'll go back there in a minute. But before we do that, I want you to know you're qualified. You're bona fide.
Right.
You got the seal of approval. God himself have said this. This ain't coming from no jackleg preacher.
All right,
it's coming from the word of God, man.
Through
God's seal. Why you going to question that? You need to get with the program. This is about
being
a doer of the word. And we'll talk about that. And not just an admirer. Not somebody feeling it. You got to do this stuff. They tell me, No, you got to do it, man. So we're going to start with 2 Peter. Let's start with 2 Peter. And we'll get to this other stuff first. Bless God. Because I want you to know, in 2 Peter, and we'll read, we should read all the way down through about the 6th verse. But 2 Peter 1, and we'll start with the 2nd verse. Because really the 1st verse is encouraging the people. So we'll go from the 2nd verse to the 6th verse. And that's a mouthful right there. I don't know if we'll be able to discuss all that right there today. But 2 Peter 1 and 2 through 6. Will you read that for us, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, good afternoon to all the listeners. In the King James, it reads as follows. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Your knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we've ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate, patient, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the other. With these qualities active and growing in your life, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Amen. Amen.
So he started by saying, grace and peace be multiplied. I mean, right there, yep, to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine God multiplying the grace on your life now? Multiplying the peace that's on your life now? He wants the best for you.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you come to know God through knowledge, not feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And come to know who Jesus Christ is. Not through feeling, but through knowledge. Put a pin right there. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. See, a lot of people, they don't want to do the word. They hear the word. They admire the word, but they don't want to do the word.
Mm-hmm.
Say, bring yourself out, brother. You got to do it. Your faith, you got faith without works is dead. You got to act on this stuff. You can't go by, well, I feel it sometimes, or kind of, sort of, or, Pastor, I get what you're talking about, but, no. Throw all that stuff in the garbage.
Amen.
This is about being a doer of the word. You got to do it. Just like God spoke, you have to speak. Just like the people in Hebrews 11 spoke, we have to speak.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said yesterday. We read that, whosoever say unto this mountain, and we're going to go back there, you got to speak it. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Please be encouraged to be a doer. Can you imagine, let me see how to pitch this. Can you imagine, I didn't feel like it today. So it ain't going to happen, people. The only way it's going to happen, you got to do it.
Yes, amen.
It has to become a fact, you know?
Yeah.
Some people, they think about this stuff, but you have to do it. I say, Pastor, can you move this pencil off the desk? And you thinking about it. I want to ask you something. Would that move that pencil off the desk because you thinking about it?
No, it will not.
Mm-mm. It ain't going nowhere. So you can think all you want to think. Well, I feel like you can feel all you want to feel. You got to do it. But if I said, Pastor, could you give me that pen? But if she reached down, grab it, pick it up, she's doing it. Jesus said, and then we're going back to Peter, but we're going to jump over here to Mark 11:23. We're going to jump back over there right quick. Mark 11:23. Let's go back there. See, you got to do it. Talking about it doesn't help it, people. I'm going to put the ball in the hoop. Okay. Oh, boy, that's great. Because you know the moves. You know all of this. And you telling me, how about you doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way the ball going to go in the hoop. You got to shoot it.
That's right.
It ain't going to go because you think it, or you watch AD do it, or you watch LeBron. No, and you know how you got to do it. Same thing with your faith. Faith without works is dead. In Mark 11, I think it was Mark 11:23-24. Let's go back there for a moment. Then we're going back over to Peter because I want y'all to see this. I'm trying to make my case. I want you to see this.
In the King James, it reads as follows. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Ooh, amen. And the message that you really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in. No shuffling or Pastor Kathleen, and as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for everything ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this life, and you'll get everything. Amen.
Yeah. You getting it? You have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to have faith in God. That's what he say. You got to have faith in God. In other words, you got to trust his word. Like everybody else,
amen.
That's how you have faith in God, is by trusting that word. Jesus, I'm telling you the truth. It's a guarantee, man, that if you'll do this, be doing it, it'll work. It won't work as long as you're feeling it or thinking it or admiring it. It doesn't work that way, brother, sister.
That's
when you tell it, then be thy removed, you got to speak it. Now, we'll get into some of the other parts of this at another day. But I just want you to see. You can't have no doubts in your heart. And if, I'm going to tell you the best way to get rid of doubt. Learn to doubt your doubts. Huh? That's a good one. Just learn to doubt your doubt. When doubt comes, oh, no, I'm doubting you doubt. And then, boom, you go directly to the Word of God. Learn to doubt your doubt.
All right.
Yeah. Put the Word of God over your doubt. When the devil tells you you can't do something, then say, oh, I can do that. I can do that one right there. Well, let's go back to Peter. Because there's some things here in 2 Peter 1 I want you to understand. I just don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want to leave you hanging like that. But in 2 Peter, you know, I could get into Peter's character, but just for the record, Peter was one of those part of the inner circle. He didn't miss too much. So he was there at the transfiguration when Jesus personified himself and he became three in one. He was there. Yeah. He was there at the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Everything historically happened with the disciples, Peter was there.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
He was even at the trial of Jesus. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to call that. What I want you to see, people, this letter is addressed really to God and the elect, when you think about it. That's who it's addressed to. Then he encouraged that we be multiplied with God's grace. We be multiplied with God's peace. Somebody right now, you want peace? Tell God to give me some of that multiplied peace, and multiplying grace. He multiplies it. Now, somebody says, well, what did he use, two times, three times, seven times? Well, I mean, I'm not telling you how many times he multiplied. I just know when you start multiplying, everything get big. That's what I know. And you get a whole lot more. So it's probably depending on your needs. When you read this, it's depending on your needs of the multiplication.
All right, now.
How I know that. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life, godliness through the knowledge of him. That is right there. How much knowledge you got of it. Not how much feeling, but how much knowledge you got of it. That's what the multiplication is going to all depend on, is how much knowledge you got. You may not have enough knowledge. You may not know you're a partaker of the divine nature. But anyway, so that second verse pretty much mentions, well, I know I'm running along, but I got to back up for a minute because I want you to really understand. When Peter encouraging these readers, to be strong and make this declaration that they were chosen by God the Father. At one time only, if you remember, Israel could claim to be God's chosen people, but not any longer. That day is over. But through Christ, all believers, Jews and Gentiles, belong to God. So that has become your testimony. We have verification of this. we have Jesus' stripes to prove that we're part of the family. Hello, somebody. We are part of that family now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When Jesus got persecuted, it was for me. It wasn't just for Israel. Yeah. See, that's how I see that. Persecution came to take away the eternal life that he gave to those who believed in him. So when persecution came, Jesus rose to the occasion and said, by his stripes, you are healed. I love it. I just love it. Then I think about, he mentioned three members of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit. All members of the Trinity work to bring about our salvation. God the Father chosen us. Yeah, we were chosen, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 1 and 4. How much time we got? Ephesians 1 and 4. I got to start and break it down. Ephesians 1 and 4. Because I want y'all to see, you've been chosen. Now, the question is, since you've been chosen, are you going to accept? In other words, I like the bachelor. They said, you going to accept this rose? Are you going to accept the rose, huh? I don't know if any of y'all ever watched the bachelor, but when you've been chosen, then that you get a rose, you be given something.
Mm.
I can't wait to start teaching about receiving. All we do is beg up for what? You've been given everything. That's what Peter said here. You've been given everything. Everything you need pertaining to godliness. You've been given this stuff. Hello?
Mm.
What's the problem, preacher? They haven't learned how to receive it. Learn to receive it.
Amen.
You've been given your freedom, and yet you rather be in bondage. Learn to receive what you've been. The Bible said God given you us this power, this ability to act like him. This kind of God kind of faith. So if he's given us that, that's the kind of faith you have.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead and read that for me. Thank you, Sharon. Ephesians 1 and 4, right quick.
Of course, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the highest of his blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth, he had in mind, had set upon us as the focus of his love and to be made whole and holy by his love. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to take a minute and say this. Woo! I wish I could. I'm going to preach to myself today. I'm going to go and preach this. As soon as I get off broadcast, I'm going to go preach this to myself. Because Jesus died for us. He died for us. While we were yet sinners, God's plan was, you know, Jesus, go on and die for them before they get right. Don't let them get right then. You die for them. No, I want you to die for them before they get right. Woo, that's awesome, man. He said, I'm going to do it before the foundation of the world. So before the world, God already made that decision. He was dying for you. So now I'm going to make some folks mad. So, Evangelist Renat, Evangelist Sharon, Minister Robinson, Pastor, Sister Johnson, Brother Frank. I'm going to make some folks mad right now. Let me tell y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Jesus already made the decision that he wanted you to be like him. He did that before the foundation of the world. He already made that decision. All you got to do is learn to receive it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus said he was going to give you this power. And he will give us all things that pertain unto this life and godliness to have eternal life. He's already given us. But to come in the form of knowledge.
Yeah, say that.
They come in the form of knowledge. So if you don't get the knowledge, it doesn't matter how much you feel it. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how many schools you go to. It doesn't matter. Now, let me tell you what. It's the knowledge that you can only get from the Holy Ghost. Can't get it from nowhere else.
Hallelujah.
And this is God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to be filled, full of this stuff. Filled to the top. Running over. Running over.
Hallelujah.
So you can dispute the enemy when he comes telling you what a great sinner you are. You tell him how righteous you are. Tell him how holy you are. Tell him you are partakers of a divine nature. You've escaped the corruption that is in this world that caused him to say you are condemned. And let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, and besides this giving all of this stuff you, he added to your faith. Hallelujah. Let me go. He added to your faith. Pastor, get that now out one more time. Tomorrow.
Amen.
On this chat.
Yes. 216-799-0090. Access code 168-1309. 216-799-0090. 168-1309. Amen, amen.
Now, that's where we're going to be at tomorrow, and Friday, and Sunday. Now, I didn't say I wasn't going to be there. Pastor's conducting the service. So, you may have to come to check it out to see if I'm going to be there. But meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, man. Stay blessed.